What should be a joyous day, CBS's Linda Kenyon tells us Russian airstrikes pounded Ukraine.
In a statement, the president says the attack in the early hours of Christmas took aim at Ukrainian cities and critical energy infrastructure. He says the purpose was to cut off heat and electricity during winter and jeopardize the safety of the power grid. Biden said the Ukrainian people deserve to live in peace and safety, and that the United States and the international community must continue to stand with Ukraine.
Russian President Putin offering his condolences to the families of those killed in a plane crash in Kazakhstan. Over three dozen people died. Well, this just in, a taxi plowed into people on a New York City sidewalk today. NYPD confirming six were sent to the hospital with injuries. It's unclear if the driver is in custody. A three-month-long hotel strike in San Francisco's over. Ryan Yamamoto is with CBS News in the Bay Area.
The deal secures improved wages, pensions, and health care benefits. And one worker we spoke with says it has been a challenge ever since the pandemic.
Management is always trying to, you know, take advantage of us.
The vote comes after similar deals were made with Marriott and Hyatt in the past week. Starbucks workers at more than 300 stores across the country ended their five-day strike yesterday. This man works at one in the Twin Cities.
When you get companies like Starbucks that make billions of dollars in revenue and profit, and you have things where you have a sign-on bonus for a new CEO, we don't see any of that. It feels unfair.
Not so sure your daughter liked that neon yellow extra large sweater you gave them for the holidays. You can always return it. Amazon has a 30-day return policy. Walmart and Target both have extended their 90-day return policies as well. And this could help you pay for all those gifts your family just tore through today. No one hit the Mega Millions jackpot last night. So you know what that means? The pot grows, and it's expected to be over $1 billion for the next drawing, which is Friday night. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 no, wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Caitlin Clark's been named the AP Female Athlete of the Year after raising the profile of women's basketball to unprecedented levels in both college and the WNBA. She led Iowa to the national championship game, was the top pick in the WNBA draft, and captured Rookie of the Year honors in the league. Remember when your mom would tell you, if you keep making that face, it'll get stuck that way? Well, she may have been right. Oohing, aahing, cheering on, and cursing out your team could be giving you wrinkles.
Get rid of it! It's out!
Dermatologists told the New York Post it's called fanxiety face.
He's wide open!
You may be super focused and squinting or furrowing your brow and not even know it, causing those horizontal lines to form. And even worse, when your emotions are running high during game time, your cortisol levels increase, which could also decrease collagen and make you break out.
We're back!
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight, some patchy drizzle and fog, and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a cloudy day. There could be some rain in the late afternoon. Highs in the low 40s. Better chance of rain Thursday night through Friday into Saturday. Currently, it's 37.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee. Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls will talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go,
there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. A sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Merry Christmas. FM.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ah!
once was a true love of mine. Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hall.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
rescue me.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
WRJN. Happy, 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 happy holidays.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with the winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What they used to be now. Where did
days ain't what they used to be. No, no. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, 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 mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
Thank you. I love you. Jane Brown, y'all. He's a king of my soul, y'all. He's a king of my soul, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me the swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feel. I got to get the feel. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the feel. I want to get the feel. Oh, it's ready, got the feel.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in New York City. A scare for people in Midtown Manhattan today as a taxi cab jumped a curb near Macy's and struck pedestrians. At least six people have been hurt. CBS News New York's Alicia Reed rushed to the scene.
We spoke to a witness who helped remove the young boy and a woman they believe to be his mother from underneath the taxi, and his wife was also one of the people injured.
My wife got hit kind of up on her back shoulder, sent her spinning. She didn't knock her to the ground, made sure she was okay, and then noticed that the car had come up, hit, I think, the building or hit the post. I'm not even sure what it hit.
Now that Good Samaritan says the little boy told him this was the worst holiday ever.
The cab driver is being evaluated. 29 out of 67 people have survived a plane crash in Central Asia. The passenger jet flying from Azerbaijan to Russia crashed in Kazakhstan. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Cell phone video recorded the final moments of the commercial flight. In seconds, smoke turned to flames about 2 miles outside the Kazakh city of Aktau. Rescuers dragged survivors from what's left of the passenger jet, now split in two and flipped upside down.
Russia's aviation authority says a bird strike led to an emergency situation on board. A disturbing discovery in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
The jet had flown from Chicago to Maui on Christmas Eve. How the body got there remains a mystery. United said the wheel well is only accessible from the outside.
Maui police say they're investigating. President Biden says he has asked the Defense Department to continue its surge of weapons deliveries to Ukraine after condemning Russia's Christmas Day attack against some of Ukraine's cities and its energy system. It has been another somber Christmas in the Middle East. CBS's MTS Tayeb has more from the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem.
For a second year, the war raging in Gaza has kept pilgrims and tourists away. Christmas tourism makes up 70% of Bethlehem's economy.
And yet again, there have been far fewer visitors this holiday season.
Israel and Hamas are